All right, we want to welcome you to our very first relationship quick segment. In this particular episode, we're going to talk about to say or not to say. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald.
All right, so to say or not to say is just that. What do you say in different life circumstances? And for this particular episode, I came up with the topic of what do you say when somebody shows interest in you? And so, yeah. Keontae, what ended up happening is my son, right? He comes home to me and he has this letter from a girl. He just started middle school. And he comes home with this letter from this girl, and he's like, I don't know, what would I do? This girl is saying that she likes me, has little hearts on it, you know, it's really cute. but it's innocent, you know what I mean? So it made me start to think about, what do you say? I had to kind of share with him, what do you say when somebody shows interest in you? And there's two things that's happening, because sometimes it could be somebody that you like, and it could be somebody that you're not really interested in. And so that could be a definitely tricky subject. And so what shouldn't we say?
I mean, what shouldn't we say? Like, if you like somebody, or the person that's trying to, you know, showing interest in you, if you like them, I would say what not to say is don't just go off on a tangent, you know, just that you're like overly excited and just overly happy and, you know, so on and so forth. Because, I mean, that may seem cool, but then it also may seem like, oh, okay, you're moving a little faster.
Right. That's kind of messed up. I mean, as we're just talking about, you know, a quick segment, that's kind of messed up that relationships are that way, that all of a sudden, if you show too much eagerness, then that's a bad thing. But it's like, well, wait a minute, you were just showing interest in me, but I'm showing eagerness in that you're showing interest to me, but again, that can kind of turn somebody off. But you're right, you know, like that's like, oh, okay, this person is kind of showing a little bit too much eagerness, and so you have to play this weird, messed up
game. It's like a cat and mouse, like chase. It's kind of like a chase game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you can't put all your, you can't show all your cards.
Oh, okay, so here's another one. Don't say I love you.
Oh, well, yeah. See. Yeah, don't be the first one.
But that is a form of eagerness. So, like, you might have really liked this person, and finally they show interest. And so you're just kind of going a little bit overboard as far as where you're at within the relationship. There really isn't a relationship. You know what I mean? So don't begin to say things as though you're an item, because you're just talking. You're just finding that there's interest, that, oh, you're interested. So don't all of a sudden begin to say things like, you know, oh, I've been thinking about you forever, or, you know, you don't want to scare people. Okay, so now what not to say when you're not really interested?
I would say the best thing not to say, don't say anything that's going to kind of lead that person on, or leave air for that person to continue to try. You know what I mean? Like, the one thing I hate, I remember, you know, back in the day, like, I think I approached a girl and I got rejected before, but her thing was, well, we can still be friends. Like, I don't want to be your friend.
Come on, man. I mean, that's not a bad way, especially when you're not interested. You're still trying to be friends. I think what not to say is when you're like a jerk, when you're like, or, you know, when you know that they like you, but you're not really mindful of their feelings.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so you say something in such a way that is so abrupt and mean that it hurts the other person's feelings.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt no one's feelings.
What are you going to say? You know, don't say some mean things, but understand it's a compliment, but you can take that compliment. So let's go to what to say. So what should you say? And let's stick with that scenario.
Yeah, I think at the forefront of it all, I think there should just be honesty. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, if you're not interested in somebody, you have to find the right words depending on the person on how to relay that message. But you have to be honest. You know what I mean?
And not brutally honest. What would you say, man? So all of a sudden, a girl approaches you. This is before you marry. You know, so we're just hypothetical. But a girl approaches you, and she's like, "Okay, I like you, but you're not interested." What do you say?
So then I'd just be like, "Man, you know what? I think you're a cool girl. Right now, though, the space that I'm in, I just know, you know, a relationship just isn't good for me right now, you know?"
Right, until, like, that's next week you're with somebody. I mean, that is a great way of just sharing as best as you can to help, you know, somebody through that process. I actually told my son, I was like, just blame me. Just to, you know, tell her, like, hey, thank you. And okay, that is one way. There's an opportunity to accept a compliment. You know, I've had to grow that it's okay to accept a compliment. But in that compliment, you know, you do want to be truthful, but also polite. And so I told him, you know, just say, my dad doesn't allow me to date. You know, and so then that just kind of ends the conversation. But, you know, we're not talking about middle schoolers. We're talking about,
is,
you know,
that is adults. A good out. That's a good way out.
Right, man. Right. So I was helping them out. You know, the onus isn't on you. But as for adults, and what you said is best. You know, it's like coming up with just, you know, thank you, but I'm not really dating right now. Or you can say many different things.
Right. I'm focusing on school, you know, middle school is tough, you know.
Okay, so now here's the last one as we kind of begin to close, because these are supposed to be quick segments. For the ladies that are listening, what to say and what not to say, you know, in this situation, you got to be blunt with guys, you know, because you give guys a little bit of wiggle room and they'll take that. And so I know you have to not be mean, but you do have to be straight to the point, because if you give them. I don't know about you, but guys, we're weird. All of a sudden, you give a little bit of chance. Like, oh, we're friends. Oh, okay, well that might be something for me to add on to, or
right.
You know, I'm gonna keep it going. And so with guys, you do have to be just a little bit more stern. Like, thank you, but no thank you. You know, Aldo, what's your thoughts on that, man?
Nah, that's true, man. I had a friend that always told me, man, if a girl puts you in the friend zone is just the area before you get to the end zone. You know what I mean? So, hey, works out for you.
Right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our quick segment, to say or not to say, and just continue to go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. God bless you. God keep you. Till next time.